Let's get back into our Little Bay to Knock fishing talk with Captain Keith from Walleye's Choice Charters. And this is part two, continued from our last outdoor report. Now, it was pretty dead calm for most of the weekend until yesterday and late Sunday. I mean, did you have to do anything different when the wind really kicked up?
Well, it was higher, a little bit higher yesterday because the wind was on a goofy angle, and so I kind of went, no, not quite sideways, but it helped a lot to get you slowed down. And we ended up quitting a little bit early. The wind got to be too much, and we weren't catching a whole lot. So
I guess a lot of folks would probably like to know if the bigger fish have moved back into the bay yet, or are you still fishing mostly outside of Little Bay?
No, well, the bigger fish are still outside, but okay. Friday morning we did have one about 6 pounds.
Oh, that's nice. All right.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else you can share with us about the walleye?
Well, it seems like there's several different age classes of smaller fish out there, like the 8-inch size, and then there's quite a few between 10 and 12 inches. And I fished south of Gladstone Saturday for a little while, but there were so many weeds down there. But I did mark quite a few fish and did catch one about 19 inches down that way. So hopefully with all this wind and waves, it cleaned out all the weeds that's floating around out there.
Yeah, was there a lot on the surface, you mean?
Yeah, it was terrible. And just a little prayer for the family that this guy's missing. I haven't heard anything on the radio today if they recovered the body from Saturday afternoon or not.
Yeah, we'll definitely put forth that request for a little prayer for that, too. That was horrible tragedy.
Yeah, yes, it is. Yep. But that's about all I can share. I haven't even talked to any friends to get any handle on anything other than what I was doing, so...
Well, it sounds like your clients had a good time, so that's good news.
Yeah.
Well, have you heard anything about any perch, or were you getting any perch intermixed with the
walleye? Well, we're getting lots of little ones. The other day, I think we kept four that were probably 9 inches and bigger, but lots of littler ones. In fact, they're a little bit annoying. The other day, I went through 11 dozen night crawlers to get four walleye, and I don't know, we must have caught probably 60, 70 fish altogether, but...
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of reeling anyway. They get their money worth at least.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was fun, but just you'd like to see a few more keepers as well.
Oh, I understand. Well, Captain Keith, we sure appreciate your time, and we'd like to touch base with you maybe next week again.
Okay, sounds good.
Walleye fishing is definitely going to heat up even more, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, it'll start. Yeah, as soon as this water starts cooling down a little more. It was still 71 degrees yesterday.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's pretty warm.
Yep.
Well, I appreciate your time, Keith.
Okay, thanks.
You can go fishing with Captain Keith from Walleye's Choice at 906-428-1488. This is the Outdoor Show.